And good morning and welcome to Health Chat. I am your host, Chip Romaldi, joined again by my guest today, anal cooling enthusiast Benji Himona. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well.
I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, I know, to come and join us today on Health Chat.
Oh, it's no problem.
Now, my question today involves one of my favorite food items, which is Mexican food. Are you familiar?
I've heard of such things.
Have you enjoyed Mexican food in your time?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I find there is a restaurant in town, a new one that I'm very enthralled with, and it's called El Tapatio, something along those lines, and they serve up one of the most amazing spicy sort of salsas. I believe there is a habanero pepper in there. Is that how, am I correct in pronouncing that word?
I believe so.
While this pepper is enjoyable, I find that it does burn my mouth a little bit up front, and it does worry me, and it concerns me. I do have to drink more beverages. I ask for multiple servings of water to help quench this thirst. Now, I find that no matter what I eat to help absorb this sort of a spicy salsa, that later on I am haunted by it. And I find that my trips to the latrine increase maybe three or fourfold. I don't have a problem with the increased trips to the bathroom. However, I do have a problem with the burning sensation that I feel. Now, do you have any ideas or any recommendations for how one could cool their, I would say, sphincter after these trips like this, which are very intense, and the habanero pepper really intensifies the whole experience more so than a normal salsa?
Well, Chip, I find that if you store some baby wipes in your freezer, those work as like a perfect charm to cool off your anus.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
I never would have thought of such a trick, but it sounds quite clever, and I'm quite red in the face for not having thought of that earlier.
It's better than being red somewhere else, Chip.
That's right. And once again, this is Health Chat, joined today by my guest, anal cooling enthusiast Benji Himona. I am Chip Romaldi. Well, Benji, I'm sorry if this is out of your range of expertise, but I thought I'd ask it anyway because it's something that worries me and concerns me, and I'm a little bit curious about, to tell you the truth. My dog, for example, acts up after I have consumed a dish containing a spicy pepper, a habanero pepper, a jalapeno pepper, what have you. My question is, why would the dog act up? For example, I get out of the shower and I wrap around my waist tightly a towel. And this is a big towel, so I would think it wouldn't be too revealing, for example, to the dog. The dog can sense that I have had the habanero peppers. And while I'm shaving or applying a baby powder to my chest, the dog comes up and will use its nose to nuzzle its way up under the towel and will proceed to lick around my sphincter. Is that usual for an animal to have that kind of instinct? That the dog seems to sense that I'm in pain and will moisten the affected region. I ask you, Benji Himona.
Well, I've never heard of anything like that, but then again, I am only an anal cooling expert.
Thanks again. That's a very good point. This is Health Chat. I am your host, Chip Romaldi, joined once again by my guest, anal cooling enthusiast Benji Himona. And my other question involves a red ring that's developed around my toilet. Now, this happens if I visit the same Mexican establishment multiple times in a week. I find that I will seep a certain kind of red, fiery ooze, and it tends to stick around the ring of the toilet. Should I be concerned about this?
Well, Chip, that doesn't sound very normal. I've never heard of such strange things happening, and you might want to check in with a doctor on something like that.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Now, my other question is about when you do have maybe a spicy dish, or if you have other unfood-related type of ailments where you need to have some kind of protection, making sure that you do not have any type of bleeding occur, I tend to store maxi pads at work, and I know that this is typically a female product, but my main point in saying store maxi pads at work, that way if you do have habanero peppers, that it would be far less embarrassing to be discovered having a box of maxi pads in your bottom drawer along with your tequila instead of having a visibly bloody ass. Would you agree with me in that statement?
Frankly, Chip, this discussion has disgusted me, and I don't know if I'll ever return to this show.
Oh, thank you. Once again, this is Health Chat. I am your host, Chip Romaldi, joined by my guest today, anal cooling enthusiast Benji Himona. I was wondering, I see that you have brought some baby wipes with you, some frozen baby wipes. I was wondering, I did have a habanero pepper several hours ago for lunch, and I was wondering, well, about a dozen or so hours ago, I should say, for lunch. It's kind of early. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind demonstrating, as I do have inflamed anal area right now, if you wouldn't mind demonstrating some of the effects of this, and I will do a play-by-play for our listeners today as to how it feels.
Well, Chip, I'd be glad to.
All right, just let me go ahead and undo here. All right, and there I am. I'll go ahead and do what you will.
Chip, you're gonna have to relax. I don't think I'm gonna be able to get where I need to get.
I'm sorry, I am a little nervous. It has been a while since I've had a man near my anus, and okay. Is that better? I will deep breathe.
That's much better.
All right.
I'm gonna need you to exhale for this first one.
Oh dear. Wow. Hey, you're, that was quite a relief. That was pretty good.
All right, that's the first one. Now, okay. The second one's long range. Oh, so I'm going to need you to inhale one. Slowly on the count of three.
Oh, on the count of three. Okay, I'm sorry. I was
three.
Oh, wow.
That's the spot.
Oh, wow. And that's pretty tight. Wow, that's good. Well, you know what? Look at the time. I'm sorry. It looks like we are plumb out of time. Once again, this has been Health Chat. I am your host today, Chip Romaldi. Joined today, once again, by my guest and anal cooling enthusiast, Benji Himona. I appreciate your time, sir.
Not a problem.
And hopefully we'll have you on the show again soon.
Looking forward to it.